lot of our wildlife is pretty obvious stuff. Things like moose and bears and such. Salmon in the summer, porcupines everywhere all the time. Other stuff is a little more under the radar. Little brown bats, for example, to name a mammal. How often do you think about the fact we have bats? Or shrews? Most of the time, folks just think that they've seen a mouse. There are less common birds that I get excited to see, such as Pacific wrens and Eurasian widgeons, or slimy sculpins. Ever see a slimy sculpin? They're actually pretty common, but because they're small, probably not a lot of people go looking for them. Next week, I'll be out moose hunting, and I'm hopeful that I'm going to see a fair amount of some really cool area wildlife, to include moose, bears, beavers, eagles, silvers, reds, dollies, rainbows, and who knows what other types of birds beyond the eagles. It's possible I'll even see something less common, though just what is anyone's guess. One thing I'm not expecting to see is a fish species that frankly doesn't look a whole lot like a fish. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. A fish that doesn't look like a fish. Now whatever could I be talking about? I will tell you that it's a type of fish that we've caught any number of times in minnow traps. We being the kids that I take on the high school float camp that normally happens each summer. I will also tell you that the reason this fish comes to mind is that earlier this week, a Dillingham resident contacted me to say he'd found one in his yard, of all places. Best guess for how it got there is perhaps a bird was carrying it and dropped it, but that's just a guess. It was 14 inches long, so it's not like he had to look close to find it. The fish? A lamprey. I'll level with you. I talked about lampreys a few years back. In light of this one that was found in a local yard, I thought I'd revisit the species today. Honestly, lampreys look a lot like eels, but they're not eels. Lampreys are primitive fish that lack jaws. Instead, what they have is a round, disc-like mouth filled with a whole lot of small, sharp teeth. I've always thought they look a little bit like a matinee monster from something you'd see on a late-night TV horror flick. In fact, for everything that's been done, it's kind of surprising to me there hasn't been a movie put together about a radiation-created Goliath-sized lamprey, whereas many other species, real and imagined, have found themselves in movies via similar means. Hollywood, are you listening? And if so, I expect royalties. As I said, lampreys look like eels at a quick glance and have elongated cylindrical bodies that become slender towards the tail. They have no scales, just smooth skin, like you'd find with a catfish. The dorsal fin begins at mid-body and has two sections to it. The second section connects with the tail. There is a small caudal fin, or tail. They have a jawless, circular mouth that's used for sucking. Lampreys do not have paired fins or vertebrae. They do have large eyes, one nostril on the top of the head, and seven gill openings on each side of the head. Adult Alaskan lamprey species can range anywhere from 5 inches to 30 inches in length, depending on the species. Most are some form of mottled brown, gray, or green in color. Lampreys can be parasitic or non-parasitic, and they can be anadromous or they can be completely freshwater in nature. It's probably most folks think of parasitic when they think about lampreys at all. More on that in just a moment. It turns out there are 40 different species of lampreys around the world, 5 of which are found in Alaska. The Arctic lamprey, Pacific lamprey, Alaskan brook lamprey, American river lamprey, and Western brook lamprey. 3 of those, the Arctic, American River, and Pacific, are parasitic and anadromous. That is, they move back and forth between saltwater and freshwater. The other 2 species, the Alaskan brook and Western brook, are both strictly freshwater species, and they're not parasitic. Anadromous lampreys spend most of their adult lives in saltwater and move to freshwater to spawn, like salmon. The 2 freshwater species live their entire lives there. Lampreys spawn in the spring, making their reds, or nests, spelled R-E-D-D, just like with salmon, in the clear headwaters of streams. Both males and females contribute to creating the red by removing small rocks with their mouths and fanning out smaller particles with their tails. A male and female deposit sperm and eggs simultaneously and while intertwined into the nest. From but a few thousand eggs up to 100,000 or more can be deposited, depending on the species. Shortly after fertilization, both adults die. Eggs hatch in a week or two. The burrowing, freshwater larval forms that emerge are called amacetes. At this stage, they're blind and lack the sucking mouthparts most people associate with lampreys, if they think about lampreys at all. In this larval form, they grow to about 4 inches. They burrow into the silt, sand, and mud of shallow pools and feed on microorganisms and algae. This larval stage can last for a while, something along the lines of 5 to 7 years, depending on the species. They transfer into adults in a metamorphosis, which is at least as radical as that seen in amphibians. In changing into adults, lampreys go through a fairly radical rearrangement of internal organs and the development of eyes. They transform from a mud-dwelling filter feeder into an efficient swimming parasite and predator, at least for the anadromous species. As mentioned, adult lampreys are either parasitic or non-parasitic. Parasitic lampreys feed on other fish or marine mammals, using their sucking mouthparts to attach themselves to the body of the host species. They use their teeth to cut through the skin, feeding on the blood and body fluids of the host. Again, doesn't this just sound like a killer horror flick? Pun intended. Waiting to be made? They secrete an anticoagulant that keeps the wound open. Parasitic lampreys are usually anadromous and spend from 1 to 4 years in the ocean before coming back to freshwater streams to spawn. Migrating lampreys tend to move in large groups. Once they begin their migration into freshwater, they do not feed anymore. Non-parasitic lampreys are usually freshwater species, and they don't feed as adults. They live off the reserves acquired as amacetes. Freshwater lampreys spawn in the spring following the metamorphosis into the adult form. Those species are also usually smaller in size than those that live at sea. Lampreys are an important contributor to the food chain. Amacetes feed on extremely small particles and turn them into larger particles that other organisms can then feed on. Like salmon, lampreys also return nutrients to freshwater ecosystems following their post-spawn deaths, providing food to scavenging organisms and releasing nutrients into the water. Lampreys are also a source of food for many animals. Amacetes are eaten by other predatory fish and mammal species. Adults are eaten by marine mammals and larger fish and birds, especially when they begin migrating upstreams to spawn. And, apparently, they are sometimes targeted by clumsy birds or other animals that drop them into local yards. Arctic lampreys are the most common species found in Alaska. They can be found from the Arctic coast to the Kenai Peninsula and well up major rivers. For example, on the Yukon, their territory extends into Canada. Arctic lampreys are most commonly anadromous and parasitic. I say most commonly because it is believed that there may be subspecies that are non-parasitic and remain in fresh water. Frankly, lampreys as a whole aren't understood all that well. Arctic lamprey adults are blue-black to dark brown across the top, and their lower bodies are yellow to light brown. They have a dark blotch on the rear dorsal fin and tail. Adults are normally a foot or a little more in length. And in case you're wondering, the largest lampreys in Alaskan waters are Pacific lampreys, which can get to 2 feet in length. At the larger end still, though not in Alaska, is the sea lamprey, which can get to 4 feet in length and weigh over 5 pounds. Both Pacific and Arctic lampreys are known to inhabit the waters of Togiak Refuge. So, what of lampreys and people? Fact is, people have been using them for food and bait for a long time. Worldwide, lampreys have been a popular food fish for as long as anyone can remember. During the Middle Ages, they were widely eaten by the upper classes throughout Europe. King Henry I of England is said to have died from eating a surfeit of lampreys, surfeit being a not-so-commonly-used word for extreme excess. In current-day southwestern Europe, larger lampreys are still considered a delicacy. Closer to home, there are accounts of Alaskan natives from around the Yukon River catching lampreys for food. They have rich, fatty flesh like a salmon, but a higher fat content than salmon. They are usually dried, smoked, or canned. If you're not sure what a lamprey looks like, whether one of the smaller species or a juvenile of the Arctic version, take a moment to Google a few images. They are certainly unusual, and not something you're likely to see as often as you see a bear or moose. That said, you never know when one might come across your radar, or, for that matter, just where. Here's hoping moose season is treating you well, if you're out there hunting. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.